This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this fine Monday morning?
Oh, good morning there, Brad. Personally, I'm doing okay, but it's been a whirlwind of a weekend. I'll say I didn't have a weekend. Basically, I don't know if I mentioned it on Friday, but Lynn started having a bit of a tummy ache on Thursday. Yeah, I think it was at our murder mystery. And on Friday, she was in some additional discomfort. She had her sister come over and hang out with her a little bit. And she thought it was diverticulitis. Ended up going to the hospital Friday evening and spent the night. She got admitted. Long story short, she had emergency hernia surgery Saturday evening and is in recovery now. But, yeah, she told me to go to work today because I pretty much spent my my weekend at the hospital. Saturday morning, I came home because I was there. I was up all night. It was about 5 in the morning. She told me to go home. I slept 4 hours, went back up. And I did go up Saturday night. I mean, I did go home Saturday night, slept, came back in the morning. And, yeah, but today she told me to go to work. Don't waste the PTO. We can use it when she comes home. But, yeah, that was my weekend. How was yours?
Wow, that's quite a story. God, I hope she feels better soon. Emergency hernia operation. Wow, that must have really been binding something up. Because I've had a hernia operation too, but not an emergency one. Wow. Well, I guess my weekend was a little bit better. Kind of quiet on Saturday, did some things around the house. Sunday, I spent most of the day out at the trap range supervising things and shooting and working on my Linux computer, which is getting very frustrating.
Yeah, she just sent me a text saying that she wished they'd come in and do everything all at once because she's exhausted, uncomfortable, the bed's uncomfortable, chairs better, but still uncomfortable. I think she's just in a lot of pain. But they keep coming in, poking and prodding, and she just sent me that text. But yeah, she's had a hernia, umbilical hernia, is that what they call it, for a long time now. And she's talked to the doctors over the years, and yeah, we can fix it, but if it's not painful and it's not causing a problem, it's fine. We just keep an eye on it, keep an eye on it. And they've been saying that for, like, I don't know, 10 years. Well, this time around, they said that it tore more and a section of her bowel was on the wrong side of the hernia. And if left untreated, it can cause that section of the bowel to lose blood supply, and then it's just a downward spiral from there, which would not be good. So, and they think some of the pain that she was feeling, you know, in addition to maybe, you know, maybe an additional opening of the tear, you know, could be the restricting of you know, movement through her bowel. So, yeah, not cool. Anyway, Linux. So you're still having trouble with that. Have you not figured out the alternate way to boot?
No, I can get into the boot and tell it to boot to the removable drive that has a Ubuntu on it. So I've been able to run, you know, the try Ubuntu, and then go through the terminal to try to fix the grub file. That doesn't seem to work. So I tried just installing Ubuntu, and erasing everything on the disk. I was cool with that. And it starts to install, and two times that I've done it, it's stalled at the same spot. The computer just freezes up. I even left it to go for like 45 minutes to an hour, just to see if, that it was just working. And that didn't take care of it either. It was still stalled. So I'm not sure what to do yet. I'm going to try a few more things either today or tomorrow.
Okay, so yeah, you're further on than I thought you were. I was thinking you still had the original Ubuntu installation, but you're past that. When you are erasing the disk, you're erasing the whole disk, not just that partition, right?
Right. I'm having the Ubuntu installation just erase the hard drive. And start fresh. And I figured that would be the easiest thing, because every time I try going in through the terminal to get into the grub, I seem to get further and further each time, or I think I do, but I keep coming up with an error. And I've gone to the help menu, and it's like, woohoo, whoa, wait a second, overwhelmed. So I might keep playing with that and see what happens. I don't know. It's not my everyday computer, so it's like it's a project, and I'm okay with that.
So one of my first thoughts was, if this is an older machine, were you installing the 32-bit version or the 64-bit version? But then you said you have this up and running already, and I'm trying to remember if Ubuntu does a distribution that detects your hardware during installation. It's been a while since I've had to do a fresh install. That is frustrating, especially if it was once working. Unless it's something in the configuration when you set it up. But it shouldn't be too much to... You're going to choose your time zone, your keyboard. I thought there's a place in there where it asks you if you want to install the grub loader. That's interesting. Yeah, without being right there, that's hard to give you any tips there. Wiping it clean should really do it.
Yeah, I'll do some more digging. Like I said, this is kind of like my Dodge. It's a project. When I get it up and running, great. As it is right now, I can use my Dragon OS to do things, but I'd like to get to be able to hop back and forth between that and just a regular Linux operating system. I might re-image the thumb drive and try a different version of Linux and see if that works.
Okay, yeah, there's an idea. It's a shame you'd have to do that, but definitely something you could try. You could try a Manjaro or something like that.
Yeah, I have nothing to lose. There's nothing on the hard drive, stuff, documents or stuff that I really need to get to. So it's a good learning experience, and I think that this is what it's good for.
There is a... Let me ask you this. Did you change anything in your BIOS to assist with the install?
No, I did not change anything in the BIOS. I was able to get to it one time, looked at it, and go, yeah, I'm going to stay clear of this, and just exit it back out.
Okay, so there are some configuration settings that can impede the install of a Linux operating system, but the fact that you already had it installed once, that's what makes me think it's configured properly. If Ross is on, he could maybe tell us. I'm trying to think of the UEFI setting or something like that that just tripped him up recently. You on the air yet this morning, Ross? KTPCB.
Hey, Sam, good morning, all. I've been listening right along. And, yeah, Travis, I think you're on the right path. Brad, there's a setting. If you would go to, like, a UEFI setting, make sure it's not booting to, like, a... I usually set that for IED to boot, other than UEFI, but I've had better success with IED, but try that. The thing you said trip me up was the boot process. Make sure it's booting into the hard drive. Make sure it's not like a Pixie boot or something like that. I noticed that used to trip me up too. I used to try to boot from the network, which there was no network. So give that a shot, see if that works for you.
I will definitely try that. It's definitely not trying to boot to a network. When I'm doing the install or trying to work through the grub, it just keeps giving me different types of errors. I've been able to find SADAs, been able to find all that, and it just, for whatever reason, I can't fix the grub file to be able to boot to the two partitions, and then when I try to install it, it stalls. We'll figure it out soon. But yes, I will definitely look into that. Those other things that you mentioned.
I know this is gonna. Let me drop it. Make sure I have it. I know this is gonna sound crazy, but just a thought process that I have here is that you said you installed Dragon OS and that was working fine before, and then you installed Ubuntu, or no, you couldn't get back to your Ubuntu. That's right, you did Ubuntu, you did Dragon, then you couldn't get back to Ubuntu. I wonder if the Dragon installer is not a friendly installer and doesn't install next to an existing operating system. I wonder if installing Dragon first, create a partition for that, and then install Ubuntu so that it is installing next to an existing operating system. In that case, it's going to see the second OS and configure your grub loader to handle both of those, rather than installing Ubuntu, setting up grub for just Ubuntu, and then installing Dragon and then potentially corrupting it. That could be, if you're going to start from scratch, that might be another option.
Okay. Because when I go to do the install of Ubuntu to erase the disk, one of the first questions it asks me, do I want to set it up next to both of those, the current Ubuntu that I have, and the Dragon OS if I want to set up next to those two. So I'd end up with three partitions, and I really don't want to do that at this point. So I could try that, I guess, and see if that works, and then, I don't know. I got things I need to try.
Yeah, definitely lots of fun. I've spent many hours playing with that. But I'm going to step out. I'm going to call Lynn back real quick. So I wish you guys a good morning. I'll see you in there, Ross. And have a nice day there, Brad. Good luck. This is K2PCB. I am clear.
KC2NVM. Isn't Ubuntu the higher order of operating systems, and Dragon is an offshoot of Lubuntu with an L? So wouldn't you want to put Ubuntu on first and then on the second partition, or have it create a second partition for Dragon?
I would absolutely think the same thing, Jeff. It was just that he was finding that after he installed Dragon, he could no longer get back to Ubuntu. Like, it didn't handle the grub configuration properly when it installed Dragon.
And Brad, did you do a pseudo app update and upgrade to each of them at the consecutively?